Duff Wright. Okay. Give me one more. Hello?
Hello.
All right. And now I will do my test. Fallopian myopia, a nearsighted... Never mind. Let's just start. Is that loud enough?
Sounds good to me.
You hear that okay? Right. Buonasera, le mie gambini. Mi chiamo Jason. Ed il mio fratello di un madre altra e Joseph Neal. Joe. Joseph. Come stai?
Hola.
Well said. How are you doing, man?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have no excuse for being late. All we've done today is eat pizza.
Dude, I just got done solo slamming the Domino's pizza. And I just tweeted this, that I told the pizza guy about our podcast. And I think he was just weirded out enough to maybe give us a try. We have 5 followers on Twitter right now, Joe.
Oh my god, we're exploding. This is great.
Including Mashulia Ivanova, a Russian person who follows lots of single young men in the hopes that they'll follow her back. She's quoted herself as saying things like, "Boys, you like my figure. Push, don't be shy." So, we are blowing up.
Well, so she a fan? She's a follower. That's what you said.
Well, until she realizes I'm not going to follow her back, then, then she stops following us. But there's other people who followed us as well on Twitter. We are being followed by, and I'm not going to say their names because I feel like it's a little bit crass to drop the names of famous people, in as much as it is like an endorsement that they maybe didn't want to have happen. So I'm not going to say their names, but one of them is a comedian. The other one is a founder of some websites, and another is another stand-up comedian, and another is this guy I know who rides his bike a lot. So we're there, Joe. This is happening. We're for real.
Our fan base is kick-ass.
It is kick-ass, and we love all of you, by the way. Everyone who's listening to this tonight, I don't care if you're a comedian, if you're Russian, if you deliver pizzas, if you ride a bike to work 30 miles into the wind and the rain, I love you.
Yes, I love you too.
So what have you been up
to? I'm not talking to you, Jason. I'm talking to them.
Well, I know you don't love me because we established on several shows now and in conversations. I'm going to go off on a tangent of my own here. One of the things that we wanted to do on this podcast, Joe, was to have a relationship so that we don't have to have one when we're not on the podcast. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, and I'm upset with you because we've been talking off air a couple times now, and I don't know. I mean, what do we do? My cousin calls me up, and he says, "I need to talk about the podcast." And I'm like, "No, that's what the podcast is for." But then we have these conversations, and I enjoy them, and I feel very close to you, and it's really making me upset, and I don't know how to handle it.
Well, that's the thing. Now, every time we have a personal conversation outside of the podcast, I start feeling like we're on the podcast. And that's what I'm talking about.
I get
our relationship has become the podcast. It's all for entertainment. Our relationship is a meta relationship. It's a relationship about a relationship about a podcast.
Yeah, and that's what our podcast is about. So I guess it's okay. It's just that we're not recording when we're not on air, and I feel like something is being lost. But then again, maybe that's like the sort of the Derrida, if I can misuse an old dead philosopher's philosophy. The things that you don't hear on our podcast are really what make our podcast great.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that, every time we're talking off the air, and that's what you were talking about before, you're like, no, if you want to talk about something, let's talk about it on the podcast. We shouldn't have a real relationship. Everything could be, every discussion should be had on the podcast. We talk off of the podcast on the fucking telephone, and I'm like, now, shouldn't we be recording this? It feels like we're recording it. Isn't this just the podcast? And isn't that our entire relationship?
Exactly. It's not unlike that movie, The Truman Show, except insofar as he wasn't aware his life was being filmed, we're constantly aware that it should be filmed, even if it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Jason, you're dangerously close to me making a montage of Insofar As.
Is that one that I've been using a lot?
Yeah, let me say it a couple more times. Insofar As you have said Insofar As several times, I might make an Insofar As montage. See, okay. I'm setting the shit up for myself. I'm starting to get good at this.
Can I say just a couple things? Royce Pop just now ended, and now we're moving into our incidental background music. But in between, there was an advertisement. And thankfully, you were speaking loud enough that hopefully that advertisement for those 3 seconds was drowned out. One of the examples of what we're talking about here is that right before I hit record, we were talking about these kids down in L.A. who did a cover of a Tool song and how awesome it was. And you were telling me how in that Tool song, there's a drum fill that you personally can play, and I was like, oh, shut up, god, it's gotta go on the podcast. So let's start over. Hey Joe, I'm listening to those kids play that 46 and 2 song by Tool. Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's super badass, and I would recommend it to anybody. I guess all you have to do is go on YouTube and type in something like kids play Tool or something like that. That's all you need to do, and it's 46 and 2, which is a great fucking Tool song. It's just a really good song, and there's this drum fill that's so gnarly in there. And it's not that I'm an excellent drummer, but I'm so just enchanted by that drum fill that I learned how to play that drum fill and was able to successfully do it, like, on call. I don't know if I could still do it. Actually, it's probably been like over a year since I've tried it, but you know what it sounds like? Sounds like this.
I wonder if I can find it and play it for people without it, without me having to listen to the whole song. Like, I wonder if I can visually see the kid playing it and then go, oh, I think this is it. I'm going to try. I'm going to try to do that while we're talking.
Are you this good at podcasting? Well, you can talk and, like, pretend to pay attention to me and, like, be mm-hmming and wowing and stuff like that while you look for this. Just like pretend to have a conversation with me, and then suddenly you found it. That's called multitasking.
Yep. I agree. Okay. No, I've been married for 8-9 years now, Joe, so yeah, I can
fucking
definitely do that.
At that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so while we're talking, I am going to watch the video. I'm going to got it muted, but I'm watching the kid play the drums, and I'm going to see if I can't get to that spot. That wasn't it right there. So another thing we're talking about is pizza. I just, the kid is freaking awesome. He's even better with the sound off. This is a quality podcast, by the way. I'm describing myself watching a muted video.
So fucking retarded. I love it.
It is. I opened the show.
But it is. The kid is, like, supremely talented. He's like, 14 or something.
Yeah.
And he's playing the drums just like a maniac. He's so good.
They're all talented. What I love is that a 4-person band is being covered by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 kids, first of all. That's awesome. And there's 4 kids doing the percussion. There's the drummer, and then there's a bongo player and then 2 other kids. And one of those kids looks like he's 6, and he's playing those little, you know, the sticks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
He's my favorite because he is just working it. He looks so serious, like, I'm not gonna fuck this up. I am 6. I live in LA. My parents probably paid this producer $25,000 for me to be here, and I am not gonna fuck this up. I want to know that kid when he's older.
See, and all they really needed was that one badass 14-year-old drummer kid, but they have like an entire percussion lineup.
Yeah,
and there's like the kid, you know, hitting the triangle. There's like one kid like hitting 2 bongos like every once in a while. There's like one kid with Down syndrome with the like coconut cut in half, like doing the clip clop, like
that's right,
fucking Monty Python. And but it all just works so well.
It
Everybody
does.
Watch that video.
Everyone should go watch it. And seriously, all you have to do, just like Joe said, is YouTube kids play Tool. Boom, it'll come up. And these kids, apparently, like, I'm looking at this list here, they've played all kinds of stuff. And I'm not talking about crappy little... Oh, there's the fill. I found it.
No shit.
I think I found
Good
it.
Good job.
At least based on this kid's visual. All right, I'm going to bring the sound up here. I gotta bring the sound of the background guitar down. All right, go back to the... Was that it?
Ooh, ooh. Yeah.
Was that it?
That's the one.
Was that it?
That's the one.
All right,
yeah,
I'm going to do it again.
My was a little bit off, but you know, you get what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay, here goes. Oh, God. Jeez. I have such an inappropriate boner right now.
Well, that's really funny you bring up boner, because I was like, I think the kid is standing while he's doing that.
No, he doesn't stand until the end.
Erection. I think he might even have an erection while he's doing it.
He might, but he doesn't stand until the end. I'll play that part for you. When he's like hitting the cymbal at the very end, when they're doing the final chords here. Let me just get to that here real quick. We're so gonna get sued for playing this. I think you can get away with like 25 seconds of copyrighted material before you get kicked off the internet. Here he goes. He's standing up. I'm 14.
Ugh. Yeah. No, he's 14. Now, confirm that for me. He does have an erection while he's doing that.
Yeah,
right?
He is. Okay. He is very much. What I love about that is that he is playing the drum work of Danny Carey, one of the most gifted. I was going to say human beings, but I don't think Danny is actually technically human. I think he's from outer space. But
yeah,
anyway,
he's an alien.
This kid is playing the drums. That Danny Carey wrote, and the most simple part of the whole song is when he stands up. It's just hit the cymbal, and that's it, and that's when he has to stand up. That's when he loses his shit, when he's just hitting the cymbal, and that's it.
I want to say, I think that'll be the first and last time that I talk about 14-year-old erections on the podcast.
We have definitely...
Because I think it's against the law.
Well, you know, in some countries, it's probably not only legal, but mandatory. After all, we do have a Russian follower now, and I don't know how it works out there, but...
it's different out there. You can speak of it.
You can speak of it.
In Russia.
Yeah. Didn't they
out
just...
here, you can't, though, so hopefully our 5 listeners don't tell the cops.
Well, one of our listeners, or two of our listeners, not listeners, but Twitter followers are. Two of them are stand-up comedians, so they get it. They get that you gotta, you know, try. But didn't they just pass a law in Russia outlawing domestic violence? No, outlawing it being illegal. Didn't they just pass a law in Russia where it's okay to beat your wife?
Right. If you don't backhand your wife once a week, then you are in violation of the law.
Something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just... Okay, so we're making a podcast. We're always very ironic. We're always very meta. It's difficult to describe my disgust at domestic violence, one, Russia's tolerance of it, two, without it people thinking, oh, is he really joking? Does he actually beat his wife? So maybe we should move on. I don't know. It's... That's one of the traps, Joe, of doing a meta podcast. That background music is a little too loud, isn't it, here? Let me just bring that down a notch.
Well, and you know what? I've been listening to our other podcasts. Maybe you can I've noticed that your voice is almost always a little bit quieter than mine. Quieter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I would suggest turning your own voice up, because you have such a delightful voice.
Oh, thank you. That's nice of you to say. I'm going to... Mm-hmm. Play something.
Hold on a
you.
Second. I have to backhand my wife. She just gave me a dirty look.
Is she home tonight? I know often she works when we're taping, but we're taping a few days later than usual.
Yeah, she's at home. She's tolerating this situation.
She's tolerating. And, yeah. I'm pretty sure that, like, in a fight, I say this without any irony. This is the straight up, honestly and actually, indefatigably, if the two of you were to get into an actual physical fist fight, she would kick your ass so, like, Joe, one of the toughest human beings I've ever met, one of the people I've only ever met that I would be like, if I got into a fight with this person, I would be like, oh shit, I'm going to get killed, is your friend Mark. Mark comes across to me as, he's a nice guy, I imagine he's loyal to a fault, like, he's got your back.
You mean
no
my best
what.
Man, Mark, right?
Yeah, your best man. Mark, to me, is like, if somebody said, hey, I'm going to kick your ass, Mark would step up, break the bottle over the bar, and say, no, you're not. And I am a scared
and
of
he
your...
would stab you in the gut. No, sorry, Mark. He's not that hardcore, but he would scare the shit out of you. You don't want to fuck with Mark. No.
And
don't.
The only person who scares me more, or who would, like, I would be more scared to fight than Mark, is your wife. So, insofar as we joke about you backhanding her, the truth of the matter is, after she got done beating you to a pulp, she would probably then do worse things to you.
she's not to be trifled with.
She's not.
But she's like a super hot chick.
Well, there's that too.
And well, that's the thing. You don't think that a super hot chick is just going to whoop your ass, but like, watch out, because my wife will fight dirty.
We were talking about you saying that I have a delightful voice, which is absolutely not true. I did put my microphone up a little bit higher, and hopefully that will come through. We'll see. When all you'll see, because you listen to the podcast, I never do. But let me play a little something here for you that features my voice, so that we can disabuse anybody of the notion that there's any possibility that my voice is actually worth listening to. I'm going to start an MP3 here that I created, and we're going to talk about why I did this. And
can't wait.
Waiting for iTunes to start. Here we go. Okay, can you hear that? Okay.
Yeah. That's
all right. Feel free to talk for the first few seconds over this intro.
Shit, I have nothing to say. I'm just
okay,
waiting for this.
Just
content.
Listen to it then, yeah. You like that?
That's what you do when you like music. You're feeling it?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is where it gets good. I played the wrong clip.
Man, I was the suspense was killing me.
I played.
Come on, dude. You're fucking with me now, aren't
I
you?
Am. I accidentally played the track that I had to create in order to like
to
sing along with
the clip that you wanted to play.
Yeah, yeah. Shoot, now if I skip too far forward, okay, we're just gonna have to listen to that again. You're gonna have to listen to my mad production skills.
Well,
all over again.
One more time.
Yeah, here we go. Dude, I should have had you record with me. Here we go. Take you to the bridge. I actually don't know what a bridge is. You can tell me about that later. Here we go.
Exasperated and affined and incredible, the ink we spilled in the streets was not indelible. History written in the blood of the forgettable. Backward new sources, new bass and old treble. We rebel just to revel and revel in old devils. More lethal sporting cotton with high scores and new levels. We were wading through the force when we were asking for a shovel. Unstable by the spell, our mission buried in the tunnels. Teeth aching, stacking on crackers, cakes, and funnels. Swinging phallic swords, unbalanced by the pommels.
Okay, you're not saying
so
anything.
This is your hip hop group, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming that you were so blown away by how awesome that was that you actually you went and got a microphone and on my behalf dropped it.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Well, I was about to just be like, like that, because I was like.
Well, I tell you what. See, here's the thing. This is what I want to talk to our listenership about. A couple of times, Joe and I have had some conversations about the amount of work that he has been putting into this podcast, and it's been a lot of work, and it's really incredibly what's the word I'm looking for? Inappropriate to do this much work for a crappy podcast. And so I wanted to disabuse
him.
That
was your advice.
Yeah.
That was your advice.
That was my advice.
Please, Joe. Don't stop doing so much work.
Yes.
It's not worth it, my friend.
I wanted to disabuse Joe of the worth of doing a lot of work. So what I did was I wanted to show him what will happen if you actually think that what you're doing is useful. So I went and I downloaded a piece of software that lets you create loops. And I created a loop, a hip-hop loop. And then I wrote a fat rhyme. And then I rhymed over that loop. And I played it for you now in full knowledge that it would be considered by whoever is listening. We don't have listeners anymore, Joe, as a result of that, but it was for an illustration to you, and that's why I did it.
You know what? I thought it was dope, yo.
The words.
No, actually, I did. I liked the hip hop. I had no idea that you do such things. That you make hip hop just for fun.
Honestly,
and even just for this. Did you do it just for this show? That's delightful.
I only did. not only just for the show, I did it for just this point, which is to tell you, cut it the fuck out, Joe. Quit working your ass off.
All this prep means nothing. Listen to this hip-hop.
Listen to this shitty hip-hop. Yeah. Might as well, you know, pimp the program. I mean, why not, right? It's like free advertising. It's called Music Maker Jam. And if you have Windows, you can download it for free. Create your own fat beats. And, yeah, go nutso.
Technology is fantastic here. You know what I didn't do is wanted to... Once you think of something to talk about, actually, let me lob you a softball here. Okay. What are you drinking?
Right now, I finished off the bottle of Templeton Rye that I started last podcast. I am.
You started it last podcast or the podcast before? Because you've been drinking Templeton Rye like every time, I think.
No, I think I don't listen to our podcast, so I can't remember. But I think I only mentioned it the previous podcast. Maybe it was the time before.
If you would listen to the podcast 500 times each like I do, you would know that you've been drinking Templeton Rye for the last 3 podcasts.
Have I? Okay, well, whatever. It's gone now, and I'm following it with a beer by Stone Brewery called, I don't know how to pronounce this, Chocoviza? Chocoviza? It's a winter spice mocha stout. This guy I know who, God, he will never listen to this podcast ever. Like ever. And just in case he does, I'm going to say fuck. Now he won't. He is very religious, this guy, and my having said that on his behalf means he now can't listen to it and has to go to church for the next 3 days straight. But he's a beer enthusiast.
Just
he brought this
tone.
Over. Yeah, exactly. And he brought over this beer. Now, I mentioned another guy who has listened to our podcast. His name, well, I'm not going to say his name, but he's a really great guy. He's also a beer enthusiast. He knows who I'm talking about. He didn't bring me this beer because the beer he did bring me, I drank all of it already. This is my last beer in the house, Joe. This Chocoviza Winter Spice Mocha Stout.
Saturday night, you should have more beers than that left.
Yeah,
yourself.
I know. I should, but it's brewed with cocoa, coffee, peppers, vanilla, cinnamon, and your neighbor's cock. Gosh, I don't know about that. That's really okay. So it's
did you just read that off the bottle?
I did. Yeah.
You know, Stone Brewery needs to get its shit together. Do you realize that Stone Brewery is out of my hometown of Davenport, Iowa?
I think I didn't know that. I thought that they were from some other part of the world, but now that I know they're from Davenport, that makes me think, yes, they do need to get their shit together because...
They're actually across the street from the first best Taco Bell, and...
Ooh, the one over there on 48th and...
I envy that Taco Bell. It's like a... I don't know. I don't even want to go into it. It puts me in a bad mood. But anyway, the first best Taco Bell right across the street, Davenport, Iowa. That's where Stone Brewery is. Brewery. I always have a hard time saying that word.
The one on Locust
Stone
Street
Brewery.
Or the one on Elmore Avenue? I'm going to assume it's the one that's on Locust because the one on Elmore is only open till 4, whereas the one on Locust is open 24 hours. Listen, Joe, I got a bone to pick with you. Speaking of Taco Bell, I'm very upset with you. Very upset.
Oh, fuck. What? Come on.
Not, and it's not because you've been doing all this prep, which we're about to get into. It's because Taco Bell has something called the Naked Chicken Chalupa. And did you tell me about this? No, I had to see it on a goddamn Super Bowl advertisement, you son of a... I'm upset. Why didn't you tell me that there was going to be a chalupa with a shell made out of a fucking chicken breast?
Honestly, Jason, I don't trust you to keep your fucking trap shut. I need this shit to be on the down low and still until it explodes on Super Bowl Sunday and everyone's like, oh my God, look at what Taco Bell has done. They have created a new Spanish word that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they have made a tortilla made out of chicken.
Yeah.
Which is also ridiculous. You know what, though? This is big news. And if I tell you, then you're going to tell everybody else because you've got this inroad to Taco Bell because of my, you're peeking behind the curtain every time you talk to me.
You're absolutely right, because we only have a relationship on the podcast. If you had told me, it would have been on the podcast, which means it would have been out. And if you had told me during one of your angsty calls when you call me up when we're not recording and you say, I don't know if I'm a genius or not, and I say, yes, you are, you would have said, oh, by the way, there's this new Taco Bell thing, then I would have brought it up on the next podcast anyway. So you're probably right. It's better not to have told me about that. But I'm going to go get one tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'll let you know, what parts of my body come out when I vomit along with the rest of the chalupa.
Well, I have to bring this up, because what I'm drinking tonight, I think, is a little weird, and I think it's worth mentioning.
Yeah, absolutely.
This isn't weird. I'm drinking a Barefoot Pinot Grigio.
Oh.
Which you can buy from 7-Eleven. I'm not like a wine aficionado. And you know, at some point we're going to have to go into that a little bit. I know that your father, my uncle, is a bit of a wine, you know, he's interested in good wines and he knows all the terminology, and that's great.
He's interested in wine insofar as a Did I just say it's a bargain? He's interested in wine in the way that a guy who was born in Gary, Indiana, grew up in Wichita, Kansas, and retired into the hills of Sacramento puts on enough airs and... Oh my god, dude. Whoa. What? So, I know I was going to say something, but are you in front of a computer right now?
Yeah. You completely distracted?
I am.
I was mesmerized by the story of your father and
I was going to say something slightly insulting, but I shouldn't, because my dad's a great guy. He does know quite a bit about wine. He's actually a smart individual, but we're going to have him on the show, too, one of these days. We'll talk about wine. Do me a favor. No, wait. I can't say it. Dude, I can't say this. I can't say what I need you to do. Can I type it into Skype chat? Okay, so... God, this is so...
text me. I got my phone here.
Yeah, I'll text you.
How can you not tell me what
There's
to do?
There's a thing I saw when I Googled something that has something to do with someone I know who you also know. But if I tell you, then everyone will know. This is way worse than releasing the news about the Naked Chicken Chalupa ahead of time. So I'm very excited by this. I'm going to...
I came up with that name, by the way.
That was you?
We ran out of fake Spanish names, like Chalupa and Falupa and Bel Grande and shit like that. Maybe that's a real Spanish word. But I was just like, let's just call it fucking Naked this time.
Just Naked.
And they were like, but that's an English word. It's not a fake Spanish word. And I was like, oh, it's going to work. Sex sells, kids. This is Naked.
This is Naked. Well, I'm excited to try it. I'm also excited to send you this text, which we're not going to talk about on our show because we can't. So let me just real quick type this out. What else did you say, though, that you're drinking that you thought was weird and offbeat?
Well, here, while you figure out what you need to text me so I can understand what you're saying, this is what happens on a Saturday. My wife and I, though I try to eat basically healthy throughout the week, on a Saturday, we sit around and we, I just got your text, by the way.
I know, I can hear it in the background.
Oh, Jesus.
This is quality podcasting right here.
It is.
Do they have podcast awards? Because we're going to win all of them. All of them.
We're rocking. We're crushing it. Right,
Jesus Christ.
Listen, I'm not kidding. I think you might be amused by this. I'll eat pizza, and that's the only meal that we'll have on a Saturday. We'll sit and watch horror movies. And, or whatever the hell, Star Trek The Next Generation was what happened today, actually, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
And we're on the last season, which is, like, depressing. Oh, no, it's over. Okay. That was a long time ago. But yeah. We're eating pizza. And I shouldn't eat pizza because it gives me horrible, reflux.
Oh, no. Okay.
Horrible reflux. So my Saturday night becomes, well, I would like some wine. Okay, that's fine. But guess what I have to drink with it? Milk.
So you're having wine and milk and pizza.
No, I've eaten pizza all day. And now, as I sit recording this podcast, I'm drinking a glass of milk with a glass of Pinot Grigio.
Okay, yeah, that's a little bit weird. It reminds me of Laverne and Shirley in a strange way. Laverne and Shirley...
Why? How so?
Because Laverne, or it was Shirley, whichever the... I don't know which... The one who was...
The hot one?
Well, which one? Is Penny Marshall the hot one? Penny Marshall, no. Her thing was drinking Pepsi and milk. And so you're doing wine and milk. Which is fine. I mean, who's to say? It takes me back to being in Enid, Oklahoma with your father and his wife. And we were at a winery. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is a winery where they make wine in Enid, fucking Oklahoma. And we had a gay old time. Speaking of gay, we're at 30 past the hour, Joe, and I should probably...
We're already half done?
Yeah, we've been doing this for 30 minutes.
2 hours.
I should probably do the ad real quick.
Okay. Hey, now, wait, before you do that, mm-hmm. would you like to try my new word from our sponsors intro?
Yeah, let's do that. Let me...
Have you heard it?
No, of course not. No.
Okay, you might like it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me turn down the background music. Okay, that's down. Let me go over to the word from our sponsors. Let's see. It's not shit show. It's what's it called?
Word from our sponsors.
Oh, word from our sponsors. Oh, here we go. Okay. Play. God damn it. That's awesome. You're too good at this shit. Cut it out. Let me read the ad. Here, I got the copy right here.
All right. Okay. Shake them papers for me.
Yeah, I'm reading what was sent over. Okay. We live in a crazy, high-speed, breakneck kind of world, Joe. Emphasis on the crazy. And I don't have to tell you about crazy, do I? The last thing you want when you're sitting down to a nice, calming dinner is to have a chaotic mess staring you in the face. You know, like a plate of out-of-control spaghetti noodles all twisted up all over the map? Something like that could drive a man right over the edge. What you need is a quality product that will organize your plate of pasta into something linear, easier to comprehend, and in the end, relaxing. Introducing Spaghetti Faghetti by Larco. Spaghetti Faghetti is a spaghetti straightening serum that you sprinkle on your dinner, and in just a few seconds, that disgusting sloppy mess will look like a bundle of sticks or a faggot, as they say in merry old England. Have you ever been to England, Joe? You know, they're known for their cuisine, am I right? Think of the peace of mind you'll enjoy as you gaze down upon those happy, or dare I say gay, little pasta sticks. And the taste, you ask? Will that change? Well, let me ask you a question. What's flavor compared to inner calm? There's no tongue in Zen. You can buy a bottle of Spaghetti Faghetti online right now, and if you use our code at checkout, JBC, with every purchase of a gallon, you'll receive the jug and cap absolutely free, just pay a small shipping handling fee. Your brain needs this, Joe. Buy Spaghetti Faghetti today.
That's wonderful.
I've always wanted to
turn my spaghetti into just a straight fag. I need it to be gay.
Well, now you can, thanks to the good ladies and gentlemen over at Larco. So now we've got that away. We've paid for the ad. What were we talking about? I can't even remember. Did you get my note about how I have been listening to way too goddamn much Evanescence?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I can't get them out of my head. I have a new goal. This is my goal. I'm not even making this up. This is the truth. I want to be able to run for 2 hours and 41 minutes. I want to be able to run for that long so I can listen to all three Evanescence albums back to back to back in one go. That is my goal for 2017. And the only antidote...
That's actually pretty good running music, by the way.
Most of it, yeah. Some of the songs are slower and you kind of relax a little bit, you know, but some of them are just driving hard. And I don't know what it is. It's not like Evanescence is Tool. And I love running to Tool songs. The great thing about running to Tool songs is that you put on a Tool song and you go for a run. And like when one song ends, you've run a mile and a half. You're like, Jesus, I feel like an amazing human being. The song is so goddamn long, right? So I don't know what it is, but the only way I've been able to get Evanescence out of my head is by listening to Pat Benatar. I swear to God, it's the truth.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around this, and I think I know what you're saying. Like, the only way you can get Evanescence out of your head is to, like, somehow just scrub your brain with Benatar.
Yeah. And the thing of it is
What do you do? Like, Hell is for Children?
No, Heartbreaker.
Oh.
Specifically, the part where she goes, Heartbreaker!
Wait, do that again?
Heartbreaker!
Yeah.
Thing of it is that, like, you know, you and I are both very enamored of music in general. And both of us are of the mind, correct me if I'm wrong here, Joe, both of us are of the mind that you don't disparage someone for liking music, and whatever they're into, if they like it, let them like it, right? Like, I know the internet loves to hate
except
on Nickelback. Well, yeah, there. Of course.
Then, I mean, if you like Oasis, then you are clearly morally inferior.
You're both.
That's a new I word. We've been collecting them. Insuperior.
However, by that same token, I mean, yeah, if you listen to Oasis and then you talk to my son, I'll kill you. But if you want to go back to your little hovel, you know, and sniff your armpits and listen to Oasis, I'm not going to stop you. And that's the same, you know, a lot of people will shit on Evanescence and they'll say, oh, they're, you know, that sort of punk pop crap that came out in 2003, 2006, and 2011. But I don't think anybody can say anything against Pat Benatar. I got to be honest with you. I was not into Benatar or Pat B back in the day, but lately I've been
Patty
like...
B?
Yeah, lately I've been bringing her stuff up, and it's stood the test of time. It's good shit. She rocks hard. She's old, but
hard.
What was that?
It's like opera rock. Like, no, kinda. You can't fuck with Patty B, bitch.
No, you know what I'm gonna do? You remember how I like watched the stupid 46 and 2 video just to get to the drum part? I'm gonna go watch the Heartbreaker video until I get to the Heartbreaker section.
Heartbreaker!
I'm gonna play that for you. Yeah. I'm gonna play that for you. So, that's what we're gonna do right now. Our most recent tweet on Twitter was about Pat Benatar, and that's what got us a couple extra followers. So I feel like it's a kind of a synergistic thing.
And you have control of our Twitter, the Twitterverse. Is that a real term?
It is now.
Versing.
Yeah, it is now.
And you control that, and now you're tweeting about Pat Benatar? Tell me your last weird tweet.
I just said that if there
you're
was
a... comedy
a...
genius. I'm fucking with you.
No, the tweet was that if there was a Pat Benatar themed... what's the word? I can't remember now. I should read the tweet. If there was a Pat Benatar themed, the one-armed bandit, what do you call those things in Vegas where you put in your slot machine? If there was a Pat Benatar themed slot machine, I would find it and I would play the fucking shit out of that slot machine.
If you get a payout, it screams Heartbreaker in your face.
Yeah, exactly.
Heartbreaker!
Heartbreaker! I'm watching the video right now. God damn it, she owns that microphone. I think I just saw it. I think I saw the Heartbreaker part.
And she's a midget.
I didn't want to say it. It's true, though.
But, you know, the petite, there's nothing wrong with a petite woman, but, like, that voice coming out of that tiny body, that's amazing.
She's got a heck of a voice, too. Oh, there, she just did it. Okay, it's at 2 minutes and 33 seconds.
There you go, with your engineering skills. Let's All hear right. it.
All right, here we go.
Nice. Good job.
God damn it. That was awesome. I'm crying here a little bit. Just how great that was. Anyway, so I've been listening...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I've been listening to a lot of Evanescence, and I don't actually have a problem with that, but I do recognize that it's probably not good for my brain to be obsessed with anything that much. And so the antidote to being obsessed with Evanescence has been Pat Benatar. So I just wanted to share that.
Well, I think... See, I like Evanescence because actually I was in a band where this girl was kind of an Evanescence-esque singer.
Oh yeah.
And I loved that stuff, and I was just playing guitar behind it. And I wasn't doing what Evanescence does, where like you just break up the howling badass woman with like this pseudo hip hop like hype man shit. And that's
well, that
what
was
they
their
do,
first album, dude. That was one song off the first album. And by the way, that song,
oh, just one.
That song was nothing more than the single that came out of the movie Daredevil, starring what's his fucking that other person. The guy who did the movie where he won an award for being a director because they finally realized... Actually, he won an award for writing... What's his name? Ben Affleck.
Pee-wee Herman.
Ben Affleck was in Daredevil, and the Evanescence song was on that the soundtrack. And then he married Jennifer... what's her name? Who was in Alias? Garner. And I don't know if they're still together or not, but... the rest of their Evanescence stuff is more of that operatic stuff. I'm going to play some for you just because I have the technology.
And really, I'm trying not to say clearly because, by the way, in podcasts, in the future, subsequent podcasts, you're going to hear a clearly montage because I say it way too much. And actually,
clearly
because...
is your insofar, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, honestly, seriously. Legitimately, I what I'm saying is, oh shit, I totally forgot what I was talking about.
Okay, well then let's do this.
Yeah.
See, that is Evanescence, motherfucker, right there.
Can I hear it one more time?
Yeah.
Wow, what is
that?
All right.
Is Evanescence, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's somebody
montage that shit, Joe.
Guitar.
Yeah,
that's face melting guitar.
That's face melting. And can you imagine me? Okay, I want you to picture this. You picture this. You picture a chubby 45-year-old father of a baby out in the mean streets of Seattle, fucking Texas. It's snowing. He's running his fat, chubby ass off, listening to. You know what he's listening to when he's running his fat, chubby ass off? That's what he's listening
awesome.
To, motherfucker.
It's motivation in the form of guitar riff.
I might actually get up to 9 minutes and 15 seconds per mile listening to, you know.
All right, so I get it, because I understand that you're a runner, and you need good running music, right?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't ran in a long time, but you know, I used to be a runner too. I would run.
I didn't know that.
But I needed the right music to run with, and that's what you're talking about. You have to have some Evanescence, you have to have some Tool.
Yes.
Shit like that, right?
You know, actually, one of my favorite running songs, since we're just on the subject and we have the technology, I'm gonna play you. And feel free to like distract me with some actual good content so that the four listeners that we have don't become just one, who I think would be you. You got to have the right kind of music to. Why can't you find what I'm looking for? Here we go. I have 7 albums by this band. That can't be right. Okay, what are you doing, iTunes? Cut it out. Here we go. This is one of my favorite running songs of all time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know this song?
No.
Okay, wait. Just wait. Okay, here we go. This is why. Okay, that is genius right there. And the rest of the song is like that. I'm not going to make you listen anymore. We're actually good podcasting content here, but I didn't know
you
were a runner.
But just really quick, just tell everybody what that was.
Okay,
And tell me. See, it's not
That's
for me,
idea.
It's for the audience. Just tell
that
me.
That was Battlefield by Blind Guardian.
Wow.
A band from either Finland or Norway or the North Pole. Off of their 2002 heavy metal album, A Night at the Opera, Blind Guardian, who, well, they've been around for a long time. They have a kind of a sort of an operatic approach to heavy metal. They are associated with other bands that come out of Germany. They're from Germany. Other bands.
Are they associated with Scorpion?
No. We're talking a little bit more operatic than Scorpion. Bands such as Demons and Wizards, Gamma Ray, Iced Earth, Iron Savior, Savage Circus, Power Quest, Sinbreed, and my personal favorite, Helloween.
Helloween. I have heard of Helloween. All right, now we're going to change the subject.
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, my God. I think that my eyes just glazed over. I'm not sure.
Yeah, let's change the subject. I can only imagine what people
can
must
we
be
talk using. About the Super Bowl? I'm looking at the notes here. Remember, because we make notes.
We do. We make notes.
I realize at a time like this that all these notes, that's all well and good. But God damn it, we've already been recording for 45 minutes, and I don't know if we've used the notes at all.
Okay, so just to give people a kind of a meta recap, we did talk about the tweet about Pat Benatar. That's in the notes, and I should have read it right there. We talked about my problem with Evanescence. I briefly mentioned how
that's in the notes, too.
Yep, it is. Yeah. I briefly mentioned that it snowed in Seattle, Texas. We talked about we don't have a non-podcast relationship. Now you want to talk about the Super Bowl. Yeah.
There it is. We are using the notes. Yeah, it just seems so natural. These conversations seem to just be bubbling up out of nowhere. But no, they're bubbling up from
the
notes. They
don't sound scripted or pre-thought out at all. Completely off the cuff. We're like what Saturday Night Live would like to be if they were.
Let's go back here. You didn't hit your mark. That wasn't your line right there. Anyway, we're going to have to start improvising now because the script is completely screwed.
Yeah, okay. Well, we will start it now. Go. You wanted to talk about the Super Bowl? Yeah,
tell me about the Super Bowl.
Did you watch it?
I did. I did watch it. You know why I watched it? One of my best friends, also in my wedding party, you met him. His name is Gus. And he was born and raised in Georgia. So this was a big deal.
I bet, yeah.
And also, it was like watching one of my friends be stabbed in the heart right in front of me.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
So that was my experience of the Super Bowl. I have a little bit more to say about it, but like, what were your thoughts about the Super Bowl? Did it mean anything to you? Like, what's...
You know, I mean, one of the things that I wanted to really avoid, if we could, on our podcast was to talk about the present political situation in the United States of motherfucking America. I wanted to avoid that because it's a little bit too easy. We could go on for hours and hours and hours. And I feel like everything I want to say about the Super Bowl is tantamount to talking about the current regime in the White House. And so what did I feel about the Super Bowl? I felt raped. I'll have to say it like that. The end. I liked Lady Gaga, though. I liked that lot.
Where did you go to finishing school? That was... that was rough. You felt raped by the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
My friend didn't feel raped. He felt murdered in a back alley.
Well,
different.
Okay.
There was no sexual abuse, per se. Per se.
Who knows? Post-mortem, maybe, but that doesn't really count. Yeah.
What a choice of words. That was crazy. Anyway...
I did like the halftime show. I liked Lady Gaga. I see in the notes you wrote. Well, I'm not going to say it in case you want to build up to it. What did you think about Lady Gaga?
Well, that was the thing. I'm sitting there with Gus in the happy moments of the Super Bowl when Atlanta was, like, beating the Patriots' ass. And that was wonderful to see my friend be like, this is historical. Like, oh, my God. This is wonderful. And I was like, I am so happy for you, my friend. By the way, that was just the good part of the day, because we all know how it fucking ends.
Yeah.
And we were watching Lady Gaga, and it was such an enormous production. It was just so, like, out of this world. In fact, when those of you who are listening, I hope that you saw this, so I'm referencing something that you can understand. It seemed that they were controlling the sky and the stars.
Yeah.
Okay? That's impressive. There were explosions and fireworks, crazy shit. The woman, by the way, if anybody ever thought that Lady Gaga is not talented, they need to just stick their own head up their ass and fucking leave. It's terrible.
100% agree.
Because I do hear shit talking about Lady Gaga, but damn, that was impressive.
My opinion, there are two people on the planet, well, one of them is not on the planet anymore, who you don't have to like their music at all, but you still should be in awe of their performance-shipness, whatever the word is.
Thank you. And that's exactly how I feel about Lady Gaga.
Yeah, Prince.
I'm not putting Lady Gaga on and listening to her. It's not touching my heart. It's not important to me. But the woman can sing.
Yeah.
And she was going crazy. And it was such a huge production that, and I said this to my friend Gus, I was like, you know what this makes me think of? It makes me think of Daffy Duck, because I'm not kidding. Because the only thing, eventually, in the Super Bowl halftime, the only way they're going to be able to top, you know, as they keep, you know, there was Prince one year, there was, like, the nipple slip.
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know when that happened, but, like, it just keeps, the productions are huge, fantastic. The only way they're going to be able to top it is to pull a Daffy Duck, what I call a Daffy Duck.
Okay.
And do you understand what a Daffy Duck is?
No, I don't.
Well, a Daffy Duck.
The nip slip was 2004. I just thought I'd.
Oh, God. Man.
Google that real quick. But go ahead. Yeah. What's a Daffy Duck?
Well, I think it's valid that I say, as Super Bowls, last Super Bowl, the Super Bowl before that, these productions are huge. All right. Fuck 2004. All right. That was a nibble. That was nothing.
Nothing.
It's getting to the point where we're going to have to do a Daffy Duck to raise the bar. We're going to have to do a Daffy Duck. And I actually thought that Lady Gaga did a Daffy Duck at the end. All right, so this is what a Daffy Duck is. Daffy Duck is trying to top Bugs Bunny. And nobody can do that. You can't top Bugs Bunny. He's the shit. Everybody loves Bugs Bunny. Daffy Duck is like, guess what, motherfucker? Look at this. I am going to spectacularly die. And that's it. And I will finally blow you out of the water, Bugs Bunny, by dying on stage. Now, I don't want to advocate for suicide. But here, play my Daffy Duck clip just so everybody understands.
Okay. I should have been more. Here we go. I should have been more prepared. Here we go. This is your Daffy Duck.
I now present an act that no other performer has ever dared to execute. In fairness, I must warn those with weak constitutions to leave the theater for this performance. Lights? Thank you. Some appropriate music, maestro? Thank you. First,
true show.
I drink a generous portion of gasoline. Then, some nitroglycerine. A goodly amount of gunpowder. Some uranium-238. Shake well. Strike an ordinary match. Girls, you'd better hold on to your boyfriends. Swallow the match. So.
Now that's Daffy Duck's fucking ghost, because he just died, in the name of entertainment. The last moment there, when you heard Daffy Duck speaking, he was not alive. He was dead. He had killed himself on stage. Okay. And I was thinking, as I was watching Lady Gaga, that's the only way that she can really bring this to a climax is to spectacularly die on stage. And guess what? At the end, she jumped off of a high platform off the screen. And in my mind, I thought that maybe she landed in like a fucking alligator pit or something. And I turned to Gus and I said, she just Daffy Ducked. She Daffy Ducked.
She just Daffy Ducked.
She Daffy Ducked. And to bring that to a close. And by the way, she didn't die, though.
No.
Apparently, she's still alive. Okay. But one of the reasons why I like Daffy Ducking is because Daffy Ducking rhymes with fucking.
That's why you like it.
It's one of the reasons why I like it.
Oh, boy.
I think it's super, you know, I'm into dark humor. And
yeah, apparently.
Think about that. When was that cartoon made? Like 1953 or something?
Something
that
like
was
that, yeah.
Dark as shit. Daffy Duck killed himself on stage.
I'm looking it up now. Yeah, all I'm finding is that the voice of Daffy Duck is dead. So that's not what we're looking for.
Well,
I think that
come on, that's...
You're right, it's dark humor. The whole time I was listening to that, I was going, I can't believe I watched that when I was a kid. That is some dark shit right there. That is messed up. I love it. That's great. Do you know
way dark.
Why?
We were kids when that came out, and we loved it.
We did.
Think about it.
Do you know why Lady Gaga has the name Lady Gaga? Do you know where she got her name?
You know, I have heard that before, but why don't you remind me?
Here we go. That's Freddie Mercury with his band Queen singing
no shit.
Radio Gaga. And apparently, the story goes that Lady Gaga at the time was a different name. Her real name was in the studio, and somebody was saying something about what she was doing at one of her producers, and they were listening to the song by Queen, and they said, that's what you're doing. You are Radio Gaga. So she became Lady Gaga, and that's where she got the name. And I just want to just real quick.
I like her more and more every minute.
Isn't
she
awesome?
Daffy Ducked? Her name is based on a Queen song?
Yes.
And I love Queen.
And more importantly, or most importantly, or at least as far as I'm concerned, once again, I went to YouTube. I watched the video on mute until I was pretty sure Freddie Mercury was about to say Radio Gaga. And I was right. I'm 3 for 3, Joe. I'm 3 for 3.
You know what? Your engineering skills are fantastic.
If this podcast doesn't ever...
And I'm on the verge of making a fantastic montage, because I say that fucking word way too much.
What, montage or fantastic?
Fantastic.
Okay. Are you going to make a montage of you saying the word fantastic?
If I make a montage of me saying the word montage, then that's... Oh, my God. Now we're going, like, so meta.
It's so meta.
I don't even know what to say, except montage.
If this podcast doesn't work out, hopefully at least one person, maybe one of those stand-up comedians, will listen to it and talk to a friend of his or hers and said, you know, the podcast is shit, but that guy can watch a YouTube video. You should hire him. Mm-hmm. So...
Well, this is what we're working with, and you're doing you're using all of the tools at hand to great effect.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to think so.
And that's a good segue into what I would like to go into now, which is
our last 3 minutes. Yes.
Oh my God! Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, look. Is your wife going to make you stop at 1 hour?
No. We can go a little bit
over.
Can
we go 105? Will that kill you?
Yeah, but she's not even home right now. I forgot to say at the top of the show that you might have to do solo for a while if my kid wakes up and, like, you know, starts eating his poop or something.
Like that.
Yeah, you want him to wake up.
That's what I do when you leave. I just start doing
you beatbox. Music Maker Jam, by the way, you can download beatbox clips and make your own beatbox mix. Just thought I'd throw that out there. But what is it you wanted to do next? What am I playing here out of the Dropbox?
We do need to get this out of the way. Well, there's a couple things we need to get out of the way, and we're almost to an hour. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, we're going to hit an hour. And there's a couple things I wanted to do, but maybe some things will have to wait. One thing is I wanted to pitch a couple of ideas for you when it comes to the arguments for cancellation.
Was it maybe that one of the things you want to cancel is the two guys who are racing their cars outside your window right now?
Look, I like to record outside, and every once in a while, it's planes, trains, and automobiles out here.
In Davenport,
Once in a while, there'll be a siren, and sometimes that works comedically. But
it adds to the
planes,
ambiance. Yeah. Okay, so what is it you wanted to introduce here?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I realize that even though I'm going to argue for our program to be canceled over and over again, it probably won't be, and we're going to just keep doing this, which means last time I I presented a montage of how many times we had said fuck in the previous two episodes, and it was a lot. There was a lot of fucks. Just fuck, all the time.
Yeah. If I recall, you also told me that I shouldn't curse on purpose for the fucking sake of the fucking montage, because you didn't want to fucking have to look for all the fucks that we could be fucking saying, because you wanted to be spontaneous and organic and shit. And I said, yeah, I'll fucking do that for you. I won't fucking say the word fuck every fucking chance I get.
Thank you. Thanks. Really, thank you for that. But anyway, so there's a couple things. So I know that I'm going to continue to argue for cancellation. One of the things that's going to come up again is another fuck montage, but I think fuck montage is not the right name. I think that we should have a more creative name. And I have a couple of names I want to throw them out to you.
Okay.
A couple of names for the fuck montages.
Can I just real quick point out, though, that a fuck montage is every teenage boy's dream. Every teenage boy wants to have a fuck montage. It's not just it is enough to fuck, but to have a montage of fucks. I'm 45. That's my dream. To have a anyway, I'm distracting you. What are some other names we should use?
I'm loving it. Good job. And by the way, when you said enough to fuck, that's going into a fuck montage. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. That one was spontaneous and organic.
Right, and that's what I want. I don't want you to purposefully just fucking be saying fuck all the time, but or maybe I do. So fuck. Anyway, listen. I think that it should be called one of these. I think it should be called the Fuck Fest.
Fuck Fest.
That's not my favorite one. Okay. There's the Fuck Stops Here.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of like that one. And then the one that I really want, which is the Clusterfuck.
The Clusterfuck. So, because it's like a cluster of fucks, yeah.
Because it's an argument for cancellation. Yeah. So it's like, now here's a clusterfuck. And that is to say that our podcast is also a clusterfuck.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I like that. So we're going to stick with that one, right? Clusterfuck.
Okay. Yeah, it's a fuck cluster.
So every time, every once in a while, I'm going to present to you and the audience, and I like that you don't listen to anything ever, and it's a surprise to you, and you might be delighted by it too, but every once in a while, I'm going to throw you a clusterfuck, and I'm going to say, this is my new argument for cancellation. It's the newest clusterfuck, right? Well, tonight, I have a montage of shits.
Okay.
Okay, and so let me pitch you a couple of names for what I think those montages should be called.
Okay.
Shitstorm.
Yeah.
You like that one?
Yeah.
I'm not feeling any enthusiasm on that.
Well, no, I'm anticipating the next one. I don't want to blow my load on the first shit phrase, shit title. I want to save it up.
Well, that was the next one. I was just going to say shit title. And I'm like, that doesn't work. That doesn't work at all.
No, not at all. Shit title.
It doesn't.
It's a shit title. Shit title is a shit title. That's fucking
now,
meta.
The one that I landed on, I think that you would like, and again, this is a meta thing.
Yeah.
I think when I give you a shit montage, I should tell you that it is the shit show.
Okay.
Same reason that I chose clusterfuck, because I can say, this is the shit show. And am I talking about the entire podcast? Yes. But I'm also talking about this montage.
Okay, can I play the shit show for the listeners right now?
Yes, but let me say one more thing. I want to say, this is my evidence, hard evidence, argument for cancellation. And can you give me the intro?
Yeah, it's playing right now. It's kind of quiet. I don't know if anybody heard that, but
you don't have to work on that one.
Yeah, that's
but
okay.
Anyway, the fact is, this is too many shits. This is the last two episodes.
Okay, here we
go. One of us starts talking shit. That I'm up on shit.
All right,
one of
play.
Us starts talking shit. That I'm up on shit.
That guy knows his shit.
New shit is 10 years old. Have you ever eaten a shit sandwich? A shit sandwich? Shit sandwich. Very skimpy shit that I'm wearing right now. Shit sandwich. A shit sandwich? Shit in a sandwich. Shit in me shit.
Say this shit to the world.
But shit. Somebody's got to do this shit.
Shitty neighbors eating a shit sandwich.
Well, if you want a shit sandwich, you know where to go.
I don't want one.
Shitload. Oh, shit. Shitty Metallica albums. Shit. Shit. Shit.
Shit.
One of us.
All right.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus Christ. And you know what's awesome?
Did you enjoy that?
You know what's awesome is... I'm going to play the outro now.
I think you just fucking convinced me.
Oh, what's great, I'm talking over your outro here, is how professional this is. But no, I'm talking... You sent me a text, Joe, saying that your shit show was really... Your shit show was too shitty to do. And so I'm like picturing like, okay, so... he worked really hard... He didn't quite hit the standards that he wanted to hit. That's too bad. I feel bad for him. But fuck you, Joe. That was hilarious. I don't know what your problem is.
I had no problem. Now, remember the text? I said, okay, you don't have enough shits. That was my problem. I was like, all the cuss words come from me. And this is not me trying to showcase myself. This is me trying to tell you that I have a poor vocabulary. Okay? And you do have some shits and you have some fucks.
Yeah.
But... I curse just way more than you do because I think you're more articulated. Your lexicon is more expanded and I don't know.
I love how you're struggling for the words here. That's just very meta. Let me say this, that when I first met your wife, okay, just to get this out of the way, Joe and I met when he was born, more or less, and then didn't really stay much in touch, kind of saw each other on holidays every once in a while, but kind of were apart for a while. And then, I don't know, 2 years ago or so, Joe kind of like decided to become closer to family and called me up and called up my dad and started being, you know, like saying, hey, we're all of the same blood. Let's be buddies again. And it was just a great, great thing. And that was about the time you introduced us to your then girlfriend who became your fiance and your wife. And I remember meeting you and her, and hadn't seen you for a while, and I remember just thinking, these fuckers cuss a lot. Holy fuck.
We do. I mean,
fucking
we have
love
potty
this.
Mouths. Just
the
potty
idea
mouths.
That I was not good buddies with my brother from another mother but the same grandmother for all these years, how much shit, fuck, piss did I miss out on, I mean, in terms of vocabulary, all that time, because the both of you curse a lot, and in so far, Joe,
it feels
good,
dude.
If I can use that phrase, that you guys use those words and not words that come out of a thesaurus, you're eloquent, motherfuckers, the way you curse, it's not just fuck, 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 it's beautiful, it's like Italian, it's like you're speaking a different language, a different beautiful language that I want to learn. I want to get on fucking Rosetta Stone. I want a Rosetta Stone for cursing. I want them to teach me how to curse the way you and your wife do because it's beautiful.
Well, you're learning. See, as you do this podcast with me, you're cursing more. And I can tell you that I have evidence of that.
You do. You literally do.
You curse more every podcast. And I think that I'm a good influence.
You're very good influence.
Because you know what? Fuck is not a word. Fuck is like a punctuation mark.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the way it should be.
And shit also is a punctuation
shit,
mark. It's something that needs to – you need to pepper your language with it all the time.
Yes.
It empowers your language.
It does.
It makes it more I don't know.
Fucking beautiful.
Thank you. Fucking awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what this does. So thank you for that. The shit montage, the shit show, I should say. Was really, really good, and I'm really glad that you did that. I'm looking forward to the next one. The pressure's on because the pressure is like doubly on because I said to you, you know, quit working so goddamn hard. But the truth of the matter is, what you come up with is brilliant. So I think you need to keep doing it. That's what I think.
Well, thanks, Jason. I did put a lot into that. You have to listen to the podcast a lot to catch all the shits.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this episode, there were plenty of shits, lots of fucks. I threw a couple pussies in there. I don't know if that counts as a curse word or not. Personally,
we're never
going
to say pussy enough to have a pussy montage, but...
You don't think we're ever going to say pussy enough? Okay, that was spammy. I apologize. What about cunt?
How about no?
Okay. Awesome. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. So, Roinksopp is on, which is signaling at the end of another episode of, what do we call the show? Just Be Cousins.
Just Be Cousins.
Had
and
a
Jason,
good time.
This time, I'm bummed that it's over.
Yeah.
I could go another hour.
I could,
having
too.
Having a really fun time here.
I just don't know if our servers can handle an audio file that big, but, we'll do it again next time. What it is because, normally we tape. I don't know why we call it that. It's not taping, but we tape on a Thursday night, tonight, Saturday. We just had a lot built up. So next Thursday, we will have not had enough time to be ready. And so it'll be, more bitter and short. And that kind
of
thing.
And it's, we had to do it on Saturday this time.
Yeah.
So it's late. But
yeah. That's okay.
That's fine.
I don't think our two listeners, at least I haven't received the emails. I don't know if that's technically true because I haven't checked the email for 2 weeks, but... Pretty sure. We haven't got any complaints. Anything you want to say here in the last, 2 minutes? Anything you want to pimp?
Well, yeah, I do. I want to pimp a couple of things. Things that I'm shocked that we didn't have time. Now I'm starting to understand this podcast is that if you have too many notes and too many thoughts... An hour is not long enough. So we don't even need to make notes for the next podcast because I have enough shit in my brain and on the notes to carry the next podcast just by myself. I'll just do the next one by myself. Actually, I don't even need you, Jason.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, you've got WavePad or whatever it's called. Why don't you just tape yourself sometime, send it over. I'll post it up. We'll call it episode 4.5.
Yeah. Here's a teaser. I did almost chop my fingers off with a taco slicer this week.
That's going to
be
the name of this week's episode. Joe almost cut his fingers off with a taco slicer. And people will listen to an hour and 13 fucking minutes of a podcast going, when are they going to talk about that? And we're not going to do
it. Just at the end. And they didn't even tell the story.
Exactly. Tune in next week. Okay. So for me, Jason Mark and my brother from another mother but the same grandmother, Joseph Neal, this is Just Because It's. We'll talk to you next week.
Good evening.